you could just start out, you know, start off by talking about the relationship between technology and shamanism.
Well, you remember Iliad's basic book, which is Shamanism, the Archaic Techniques of Ecstasy. That book was originally written in French, and in French, as I don't have to tell you, the word technique has this dual meaning of both a way to do something and a technology. So, from Iliad's point of view, shamanism was always about using techniques to achieve these, what he called ruptures of plane. And these ruptures of plane were these breakthroughs into these healing spaces. And for him, it was always drugs, yoga, or ordeal, or maybe yoga slash ordeal. So, in a way, pushing on the frontier of language and pushing on the frontier of technique always brought some form of breakthrough. I mean, I suppose the perfect example would be fire, where fire must have been something. We talked about the Smith thing yesterday. But so fire technology, the transformation, the visible transformation of materials through heat, and all of that leads straight into better weapons, stronger building materials, and so forth.
So, I mean, can you, do you see then that even though the West turns away from the worldview of pre-modern enchanted, the enchanted universe, is that there's still something in that process of technological development which has, which is linked to those older technologies?
Well, the way chips are made and the way solid-state objects are assembled often is just a matter of bringing a mix of materials to a certain temperature and a certain proportion of materials, and then standing back and letting the laws of physics rearrange the atoms so that electricity or information or something flows through this in an unexpected way. So I think we're still involved in discovering what can be coaxed from the physical world just by letting physical laws unravel themselves.
And that seems to you connected with an old, the operation of doing that goes farther back than just modern science.
Yeah, at low temperatures it's about psychoactive drugs and brewing and combining biological materials, and then at higher temperatures it becomes about this other thing.